Right, home from work. Walk the dog. Kids are back.
Mom!
Up the stairs for something. Ugh, back down. No idea what I went up for.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Chop. Sizzle. Done. HelloFresh can't slow life down, but it makes bringing everyone together around the table a whole lot easier. So it's phones down, forks up. HelloFresh, bring back dinner time.
Hi, friends, it's Dan Wilber.
And Zach Sims, and we're the hosts of My New Thing, a comedy podcast about obsessions.
It's a show where we talk to comedians about their niche hobbies and their pop culture fixations.
Everything from graffiti to 70s cinema and really anything in between. It's called My New Thing. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Today's episode, a very special episode, the unfiltered Dr. Phil interviewing me, Adam Ray. It's on YouTube. Go check it out. Here's the audio. It's hilarious. It's wild. The way that we actually chopped and crossed it up to make Phil and me in the same room for 30 minutes is pretty bonkers. So go check it out. YouTube.com/Adam Ray Comedy for all the Dr. Phil lives, best of stand-ups, and soon to be Dr. Phil documentary, a 10-part miniseries about the 2025 Dr. Phil Live tour. It's pretty incredible. We've been working on it for quite a while, and I think you're going to love it. First step is dropping soon. Next week, Bruce Robbins from The Comedy Store with Tony Hinchcliffe and Eric Andre drops on my YouTube on Thursday, May 14th. May 12th on Tuesday, a mini New York City documentary leading up to my town hall show in New York drops Tuesday. I'm on the road. Tuesday, Dr. Phil Live with Marshawn Lynch for a very special Netflix interview. May 16th in Napa, May 28th in Austin, June 4th through the 6th in Eugene, Oregon, June 15th through the 26th in Australia, June 27th in New Zealand, July 24th in Orlando, July 25th in Fort Lauderdale, July 26th in Tampa, and then so many more shows coming. AdamRayComedy.com for all the Who Is Me Theater tour dates. Louisville, Hawaii, San Diego, Anaheim, Philly, Wisconsin, all at AdamRayComedy.com, where you can get a ton of new Adam Ray tour merch as well. And that's it. A lot of more exciting announcements coming soon. Of course, I'm in the Jackass movie in June, and another big announcement in June coming very soon. All right, love you guys. Enjoy the weekend. Have a Netflix is the Joke Fest breakdown coming next week. All right, enjoy. Unfiltered, Dr. Phil, Adam Ray.
Hey, it's Herbert, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Welcome to my casting couch.
Thanks for having me.
Just kidding. Welcome back to the show, everyone. My guest today is a Seattle, Washington native. You might have seen him at the Comedy Store. You might have seen him all over the country doing stand-up comedy, or maybe his special, Like and Subscribe, on YouTube. His parents divorced when he was 8 because he got fat. He played Wolverine at Universal Studios Hollywood. But after that, he was in movies and TV shows like According to Jim and The Heat with Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock. Now he's not as fat, but he's got two dogs and a wife. Please give it up for Seattle's own Adam Ray.
Yay.
You clap for yourself a lot?
Nope.
Yeah. It's important to have fun. You know, one of my favorite things to do for fun is to prank call grocery stores and with a bomb threat, or call my wife Robin and tell her that our cat was hit by a tampon truck. She always freaks out.
Or maybe the FBI calls to tell you that your wife's been an alien this whole time and they have to send her back to her homeland.
Why the fuck would that happen?
It wouldn't. I was just, you were saying what would be an insane phone call to get, so I was just adding.
Do you want to fuck my wife?
What?
Oh, now you're quiet. Where are you from, Adam?
Lake Forest Park, Washington, Seattle.
Is that where you were born?
It is.
Do you know what position your parents made you in?
Have not thought about that. Don't know.
Yeah, probably anal. What's the last movie you saw?
Guess.
Schindler's List.
Nope.
Lion King 2?
No.
Schindler's List 2?
Was there a sequel?
How the fuck do I know? Garfield?
Wow. Actually, yes. I took my nephew to that.
I know you did. I'll watch you sleep. Just kidding. Am I?
You know, my favorite cartoon as a kid was Mary Poppins. I don't know if you ever saw Mary Poppins, but as a young boy with a mustache, I was obsessed with our nanny, Mrs. Gutierrez, turning into a Mary Poppins type figure. Okay, Mrs. Gutierrez couldn't fly or speak English at all, but she did show us her tits once, and that was arguably the best Thanksgiving I've ever had. I don't think Mary Poppins could fly. Her umbrella had powers, though, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you fucking create Mary Poppins?
No.
Then maybe shut the fuck up. Do you know how embarrassing it is to go around this great nation of ours telling people you invented Poppins?
Sorry.
Who's that?
Oh, that was my mom.
What you want?
Just ask me how my day was.
Did you tell her you invented Mary Poppins?
She wouldn't believe me if I did. She's not that gullible.
I'm gullible. My best friend in middle school told me that his dad invented the card game Uno. I was freaking out for about 8 months. Then we realized his dad was gay, which is fine, and was fucking the basketball coach at the high school, who wasn't gay, but just, you know, was calling an audible, okay? Setting a screen, so to speak, on his sexuality.
You know, they're making an Uno TV show.
Oh, well, that'll be great. I can't wait to watch that. Not. What's your favorite show?
Oof. Love The Price is Right.
See, I knew we could connect. I love The Price is Right. A friend of mine went on The Price is Right. He's got Down syndrome. They gave him a piano. You believe that?
Is that a joke?
Well, yeah, because he's got Down syndrome, and they gave him a piano.
I think you can still play the piano if you got Down syndrome, right?
Woo, woo, woo. Easy, Joe Biden. You know, my second favorite show, it's kind of my guilty pleasure show. My wife likes The Desperate Housewives, or The Real Housewives of Cunty Milf, or The Real Twats of Baker's, some sort of whore island festival. But I'm into the televangelist shows where that preacher... he's not a real preacher or a priest. He's just, he's a guy in a cape, right? But he goes up and he says some, you know, gibberish, you know, bangerang type, you know, racial slur. And then he pushes on a person's forehead and cures them of their diseases. It's pretty hot.
Oh yeah. I've seen those. Somebody will be like blind, right? And then he'll push on their forehead and then miraculously they can see.
Yeah, I fucking love it. I mean, I saw this one, right? Where, a woman, she's about 50, right? Prime queef age. She couldn't stop queefing, okay? Her friends called her Margie Queef because her name was Margie, and she couldn't stop queefing. And this motherfucker pushed on her forehead. She fell down, hit the ground, knocked out for about 6 minutes, started to bleed out, woke up, cured, queefed for the last time.
And so what, she never queefed again?
Who knows, right? Only God knows how many queefs you've got left, okay? You got to believe. You can't stop believing. That's what Journey said, and I believe it. What would you ask the televangelist to fix?
Honestly, probably my insomnia, Phil. I have a real tough time getting sleep. What about you?
No, I'm not Jewish. No, Presbyterian. Oh, what do I want to fix about myself? Probably my my ability to constantly misconstrue if a woman is pregnant or fat. You know what I'm saying? I'll see a woman with a pot belly. And I'll go, when, do you know the sex yet? And they go, I'm sorry, the sex of what? And I scramble, because then I realize that there's not a child inside their tummy, but just a couple of hoagies, maybe a meatball parm. So I go, the sex of your fat?
It's like calling someone the wrong name during sex, right?
I've done that too, Adam. It happens to the best of us. One time my Robin and I, we were fucking. And instead of calling her Robin, her name, I called her Kevin. And I don't know any Kevins personally, but we had just watched Home Alone 2, starring Kevin McAllister. So I can only assume that's why that name popped into my dome. But Luckily, she's got a crush on Kevin Bacon, the dancer, so it all timed out.
Yeah.
Who touched you? Jesus fucking Christ. Keep it in your mouth.
Sorry.
That's what she said. Who touched you?
When?
We'll be right back. Where are you, Jeff Bridges? Guys, one more time for Jeff Bridges and Howie Mandel. Are you guys ready to play Deal or No Deal with Howie Mandel? All right, Steven, hit me with some music. All right, Howie.
Wow.
I'll pay for you and 100 friends to go anywhere on Air Force One for a month-long vacation. All expenses paid, whatever you want to do. But you have to wear blackface in Compton on MLK Day. Deal or no deal? Jeff, what would you do?
Deal. Here's the thing.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You ever have those nights where your brain just decides it's going to host a full production meeting at 2 a.m.? Like, no warning, no agenda, just every thought you've ever had is lining up. Like, hey, man, you got a minute? And you're like, yeah, I do. Actually, I don't. We've all had these. I'm the kind of person who, you know, likes to keep it moving, stays busy. I crack jokes. I'm always trying to stay present, be here, be there. But there are definitely times where it all catches up to me, and I'm just sitting there trying to sort through it solo. And that's why I think May, being Mental Health Awareness Month, actually resonates with everyone, because it's a reminder that you don't have to figure everything out on your own. Some days are great, some days are a little heavier, and you feel overwhelmed or stuck. Well, you're not alone in that. Therapy gives you a space to actually talk it out with someone who's there to listen and help you make sense of things. BetterHelp has over 30,000 licensed therapists, and they match you with someone based on who you're looking for. If it's not the right fit, you can switch at any time, which is huge. Nobody else does that. You don't have to be on this journey alone, all right? Find support and have someone with you through therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/aboutlastnight.
We're back with my guest, Adam Ray. Adam, you wear a lot of hats, right?
I do.
You bald?
Not yet.
That was funny to you?
Well, just statistically, I feel like most men do go bald at some point.
Statistically speaking, people lose their hair and
look, oh, shut the fuck up. You probably got a smelly penis, you Poppins fibber. Hey, how many fingers am I holding up?
One.
Congrats. Won yourself a Chewy bar. Go ahead, pick it up.
You know, Doc, I just got to say, I've been a big fan of you for a long time. Your Two Bears, One Cave episode with Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura was hilarious. Yeah, your Bad Friends appearance with Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee, I watched with my mom. We were super fucking baked, but it was just wild. And all your specials at the Comedy Store have really brought a lot of joy to my life, and I appreciate that. And obviously, seeing you on Kill Tony in the arenas and at the Mothership is it's just funny, man. I'm a big fan. I appreciate what you do.
You seen Oppenheimer?
I have. It's good.
You know, Justin Timberlake from NSYNC just got caught drinking and driving. You ever met him?
Only in my dreams.
You're going to make my mustache fall off. Yeah, I'd probably blow Justin for free. If given the chance, you know. But just him, you know. Rest of NSYNC feels like they'd make you send him a Venmo or something, you know.
Good point.
What's the weirdest place you've ever been sexual?
Oof. It was a Southwest Airlines flight. I was in C Group, and they were out of peanuts. But let's just say there was no shortage of hand jobs.
So you got a hand job from the pilot?
No, but my girlfriend.
So was she the pilot?
She was not. She was on the plane sitting next to me.
So she was flying the plane is not the pilot next to you and Coach.
Nope.
Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it really was. And we were five, so.
You ever been to the Space Needle in Seattle?
I have. It's a beautiful 360 view of Washington State. Anytime somebody comes to visit me in Seattle, I immediately take them there.
Is that where your parents got divorced?
No. No, they actually split at our house. But Space Needle would have been cooler.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. I'm all right. You know, it happened when I was eight, and it's a lot for any kid to go through. No kid wants to have their folks split up. A lot of fighting, a lot of crying, a lot of stuff you don't want to see at that age. But as you get older, you kind of learn how to adjust, push some stuff down. You mask a lot. Therapy's helpful, but also was sometimes just a distraction. But I feel like that as you move on with life, which you have to do, you keep going, you keep growing, put one foot in front of the other, wake up with the sun, go to bed with the moon, try to challenge yourself in ways that you might not have done if you hadn't gone through something so tremendous and tragic like that. But I think in the end, life, as Jeff Goldblum says in Jurassic Park, finds a way, and you learn about yourself more than you would have if you hadn't gone through such an insane divorce, which it was. And you think it's your fault as a kid, but it's not. And you have to develop perspective to really acknowledge that they had their issues before I was born, and it just kind of came to a head too quick, you know. But I'm happy that I got to have them both together at some point. They're both great people, and doing better, though, separately than together.
Is it true they called you Penis and Tits Kid?
Well, it was a big kid, yeah.
Were you like fat, or were you like Campbell's Soup chunky fat? Or were you share a bra with your mom, fatty boy, titty boy, fat? You know, like dinner rolls on your arms and, you know, tits on your underfat. You know, where people can't tell when you're wearing a shirt in the pool if you do got tits because you're a boy, but you come up for air after doing one of your cool diving board into the pool tricks, and everyone goes, no, those are full-on boobs, and he also has a dick. Is it that?
I mean, I was fat. I was, I think, 180 to 190 in the fourth grade. My mom says it was husky, but, you know, it was tough to run up the cul-de-sac without wheezing.
So self-discipline wasn't your friend, huh? You must have loved chips and pretzels and Twizzlers and candy, right? Dipping Pop-Tarts into Cool Whip and double-fisting a bean burrito with a slice of pizza at the same time. Soda pop, right? Maybe a little chocolate milk on top of your tuna casserole. Maybe a chicken pot pie. Maybe a turkey pot pie. Maybe just a pie with turkey on the side, you fat fuck.
Yeah, it's tough to have self-discipline when you're a kid. Too many delicious snacks to choose from, you know?
I'll get that.
To be honest, Phil, the divorce made me real sad. And I think, like most people, the food was comforting. It was a happy place.
I get that. And I appreciate you opening up. So your dad left, and you were raised by Chester Cheeto.
Pretty much.
Hilarious. We've got some fan questions, Adam, if you're open to receive those. First one is... from Leslie, Omaha, Nebraska, 8 years old. She asks, who was the first Asian you ever met outdoors?
Isaac Kim. We played soccer on the same team.
What was the name of the team?
The Hotshots. Yeah, we had these cool green jackets that we would wear pregame. Postgame, we had a cool green hoodie. But Isaac Kim was a forward, and he was unbelievable. He'd score like 3 goals every game.
Did you ever score a goal, or... Well, your big-ass titties bopping you in the face and preventing you from being an offensive juggernaut. Sorry to say jugs. And knots. Probably made you think of pretzel knots. Dipping those in some ketchup or some BBQ sauce.
Once. But on my own team. And my best friend's dad called me a fucking idiot on the drive home. In front of his wife, his wife's friend. They all kind of said it after him, too. Like, yeah, you fucking idiot. Who does that? You dumb little fat fuck.
Yeah, great story. All right, it's time for another fan question. This one comes from Eli Johnson from Medford, Oregon. Eli asks, are you allergic to jokes? Because your comedy sucks. I'll fight you anywhere, anytime, player.
You know what I'm not allergic to, Eli? Your mom's
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, okay. That is not cool, okay? That is not cool. That was a simple question from a fan. I will not have the future of our country pissed on R. Kelly style. You hear me? That was a Carl's Jr. Diet Dr. Pepper coming to the surface to say hello. What's your favorite color? Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
And if the ball drops and doesn't get in there, you throw it back. But whoever gets the first one in there goes and picks the flag up. I already did this. Jesus Christ. Shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm just saying, they gotta get out of the way once the ball goes in so we can go to the nose.
Oh, duh. Yeah, okay.
I'm getting roasted by the host of Cake Wars.
All right. On your mark. It was unwrapped. Bite me. On your mark. Get set. Go! Who gets into there first? Oh, Dr. Phil, right over here. He's got to try and find a flag. Hurry there. Oh, my God. There you go. Get in there. Oh, my God. Find the utensil. Which one is it? Okay. Come on, Skyler. Okay, keep on looking. Yo! Oh, he's the winner. Oh, look. Skyler, find your favorite. You know what, Skyler, Dr. Phil is the winner. Give it go for Mark Summers. Come on, baby. There he goes. Wait a minute, Dr. Phil. He's just
shut up, Mark, if you know what's good for you. And stay down. I'm fine.
We're back with my guest, Adam Ray, who's on a massive stand-up comedy tour right now. You can get all the tickets for his shows at adamraycomedy.com. Adam, you filmed your comedy special called Like and Subscribe. It's currently on YouTube. In what state?
I filmed it in Madison, Wisconsin, at a comedy club called Comedy on State. You ask any comedian, it's one of the best clubs in the country, maybe even the world. They just great staff, great room, underground, just conducive for comedy.
Did you eat any cheese while you were in Madison?
Yeah, too much, some would say.
You know, good for you, Playboy. I'm jealous. Keep being you. I can't have this stuff. Can't even smell it, to be honest with you. If somebody as much mentions arts and craft singles, I'll shit my pants.
Yeah, I feel you. Anytime I'm going down on Eli's mom, I shit my pants.
That was funny. We'll keep that in. Fuck you, Eli. You know, I watched a special. It was good.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm proud of it.
You did a joke about arming the teachers, right? The teachers are potentially a solution for protecting our kiddos from school shooters, right? Putting a gun in the hands of a teacher, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's cut to a clip.
On the teachers, yo, get the fuck out of here. Can you think of any teacher from your past? Where you're like, yeah, man, let's put a gun in Mrs. Battelli's hands. Why didn't I think of that sooner? She's 76. Tired all the time. Could barely defend the kid with a list when he got teased reading out loud, but fucking put her on the front lines, baby. It's time. Arm the teachers. Dude, get the fuck out of here. Arm the janitors. That's what I'm talking about. These guys. Yeah, that's the move. These guys got nothing to lose. They're bored, they're drunk, they got keys to every situation. They're looking for danger.
Yeah, I agree, Adam. Janitors are the true American wild cards. We had a janitor in elementary school once. He stopped a bomb threat, pulled a basketball out of a tree, and cleaned up some period blood in the same afternoon. Goddamn legend.
Oh, yeah, totally. They're equipped for literally anything.
Not period blood. You also joke about your nephew, right? He's a young child and apparently a little bit of a sociopath.
I mean, yeah, he's a good kid. Very sweet. Tons of energy. Full of spit and vinegar, as my mom says.
Whoa, whoa. Easy there. Can't say that in 2024.
Say what?
Well, I'm not going to fucking say it. That's not how this is going to go down. You just fucking said it. Why don't you say it again?
Spit and vinegar?
Wow! Holy fucking Christ, pussy. Look at you doubling down at the blackjack table. Saying it one more time straight out of those big-ass lips.
You can say spit and vinegar, Phil.
You watch your fucking mouth, Papa John.
Oh, my God.
Let's get real. Why don't you have kids?
You know, it's just a lot right now. We have two dogs, Pickles and Bagel, and they're the best. We love them like kids, but I travel a lot, and things are just getting kind of busy, so now's not the right time. Also, I'm scared to be a dad, to be honest with you.
Because you think you'd smack your kid for using your PlayStation without asking?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is it's a lot of work, you know, and it's a wild world out there.
I'll feel that, player. You ever go to Target anywhere in the Midwest past 9:30 p.m.? It's all strippers and dwarves and crackheads and cold sores.
But they do have everything.
Ain't that the truth? You know, Adam, for funsies sometimes, I'll take 250 milligrams of weed gummies. I know that's more than normal, but I can handle it. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. And I'll walk into Target with a game plan. I'm going to get some towels, some salsa, and the Rock's Papatui lotion and hand cream, right? Feels fun, feels safe. But I'm so fucked up, I'll walk out with butt plugs and gushers, fruit by the foots, and a Christmas tree. Hakuna Matata, right?
It's the circle of life, baby.
My man. Well, you did it, Adam. You said it all. You lived it, you sucked it, you fucked it, you smelt it, you dealt it. And I dig that, okay? You're a product of divorce, but you found a way to get around it and make life fun. I appreciate that. And all you out there, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Billy Ocean said that. But I think there's some truth to it. Look, if you find yourself up Schitt's Creek without a paddle, first of all, ask yourself, how the fuck did I end up in a creek full of shit with no paddle? You could use your hands or your mouth, scream, call for help, use a phone a friend. Life is short and meant to be fun, so take your thumb out of your ass, have some Frosted Flakes, and call your dad. And if you found yourself confused, alone, and tired in the shower, well, clean your neck, your back, your pussy, and your crack. We'll be right back. Anything to add, Adam?
Just
great. Thanks so much. Appreciate you guys watching. We'll see you next time.
Ray is my last name. So first of all, Rachel is what they were thinking because Rachel Ray. Yeah, and I'll take it from here. But I think that there's something about my special.
You grab it, you twist it, you bop it. You've seen the commercials, dog.
You want to tone it down a notch? Ah, ah, ah!
Girls love to know, just I wonder how many different ways I could be stabbed right now.
Oh, my bad. He said my bad after he threw up into his mouth. She's like, why is your nose bleeding? I was like, oh. During a visit to a strip club in Amsterdam. Yeah. I don't know if I should keep reading.